Hastings College basketball is on the air.
Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down.
We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Sioux City tonight, the semifinals of the NAIA National Women's Basketball Tournament. Hastings College getting set to take on Morningside as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, has it finally sunk in that you're playing in the Final Four of the National Tournament?
It needs to sink in because it's about to happen here in just a couple of hours. It's a really cool thing for our kids, and we talked about this way back in our preseason team meetings and on our team retreat, and this is one of the things that our kids dreamed about and kind of committed to each other that they would work really hard to try to get here, and here they are. So I'm really proud of them as a coach, and our kids are really looking forward to this opportunity tonight.
Way back in October, we were a very green, a very young basketball team. Could you visualize this team playing in the Final Four?
I thought talent-wise, we had enough talent there in the cupboard, we needed to kind of get some chemistry, and again, we've talked about it before, Mike, the role, just development and understanding roles and figuring out, you know, who needs the ball when and those kind of things was really important. And obviously, defensively for us, it takes a little bit of time to understand what we're trying to do and for everybody to get on the same page. And so, you know, for me, I knew the talent was there. It was just the matter of when and how it was going to kind of fit together, like a puzzle and work out. So our kids have worked really hard to kind of, you know, fill roles and figure out, you know, what needs to happen. And we've had a lot of kids step up.
Can you approach this game tonight as just another game?
Well, I think you can, from a preparation standpoint and from a how you approach it. Yes. I think from a, you know, the stage that it's on and things like that. It's a really cool thing. You know, this is probably going to be the most amazing crowd that our kids have ever played in front of. And you've got to kind of channel that and make sure that your concentration level and your energy level are both there. We talk about that a lot, that you've got to be able to concentrate and you also have to bring energy, and you can't have one without the other. It's going to be an amazing environment. And like I said, we've treated the preparation the exact same as we have every other game. They'll know it, and they'll see and feel that it's a different game.
You played, I think, in three Final Fours as a player. What can you relay to your basketball team to help them out tonight?
Just to play, you know, just to be us and play our game. And again, it's like we've talked about probably every day of this national tournament. It's about toughness, and it's about being willing to kind of push through those difficult times when your legs are weary and you're breathing hard, and being willing to go make those 50-50 plays and get stops and be mentally tough. Morningside is a team of runs, and you've got to withstand those runs, and you've got to kind of keep your composure and make sure that you're able to kind of lessen the blow as much as you possibly can.
You're playing a familiar team in Morningside, a member of our conference. Is it easier getting ready for the Final Four knowing so much about Morningside?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, that obviously helps to already know the personnel and not to maybe have to study each individual for as much time as we have for the other opponents in the national tournament. At the same time, we know each other so well that you've got to come up with some things to throw in some wrinkles and to not be predictable. From just a sheer preparation standpoint, it does cut down on the number of hours that you got to spend, just with scouting report and player tendencies and things like that.
And we've talked about it, I think, at the end of the last one, that this all Final Four appearance. We got the four teams from the GPAC in. It's a great honor for the GPAC to be represented tonight.
You know, we always say it's one of the best conferences in the country. And in the last couple of years, having not been the national champion, I think people started to question whether or not our conference was still strong. And I think this year's Final Four proves that we're still one of the best conferences in the country. And we spend all season long, those 20 games, beating up on each other. And in those 20 games, we probably make each other better through that. And so when we get here, we're prepared, and we've seen a lot of great teams. And so it's a really cool thing, and it is a great honor for our conference, and it kind of helps propel us back into that conversation about being the best conference in the country.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Morningside as our pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Kerry Hostetter, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Our team ready to take the floor here tonight in the national semifinals against Morningside, a team that is 35-1 on the season. You talked about before the break, Morningside kind of a team that really relies on their runs. Well, we got the media timeouts. We got four extra timeouts in a half. You've got your own timeouts. Can a team really get out a run because we're going to have so many stoppages of play in this game?
Well, I mean, I think you can, but I think they can be shortened by those 4-minute spurts. And so whether it's a good thing for you if you're on your own run, or if the other team's on a run and you're thankful for that break, it does chop it up a little bit, and it can potentially take some of that momentum away. You know, you've got to kind of try to look at the game, especially from a coaching perspective, as kind of 4-minute games. And that's what we'll do tonight is kind of take it in 4 minutes spurts and do our best to win each one of those 4 minutes. And it's a great way to look at it. And at the same time, you're right, the momentum shifts are a little bit harder just because there's so many stoppages of play.
Ashlyn Mall is now playing for Morningside, has now played in the national tournament, will now play tonight. How has that changed their basketball team?
Well, I think their backup post player, Jessica Teets, is really good. You know, she would have been playing more throughout the season had Mole not been such a great player this year. So, you know, they still have a really strong post presence. They're still going to really try to pound it into her. She's a lefty, so she's a little bit different than Mole. She plays a little bit different, and at the same time, they're both big and physical. So, you know, I don't think it's really changed them much at all. They have great depth, and so at the same time, it's now you're dealing with one of them rather than two of them. So it's one of those things where if you know, she gets in foul trouble or something like that, it can definitely play a role in changing things for them. I've seen them run a couple different things here at the national tournament because they don't have the depth at the five spot.
Yeah, they got a freshman behind Teets. Will we try to go at Teets early in this ballgame?
You know, it's one of those things where, yeah, I mean, you want to try to put her in some situations where she's going to have to defend and you know, make plays defensively in the middle of the floor. They rely on their middle man in their zone a ton to help and to protect the rim and contest shots. And so, you know, it's one of those places where a post player for them can potentially be vulnerable to foul trouble.
Taylor Brahinski is one girl that has really caused us some problems, 18 and 16 points in the two previous games. What do we have in store for her tonight?
Well, she's a really good athlete, and you know, a lot of her stuff comes from turnovers and playing in transition because she's such a good athlete. She has a great first step, and she can really burst. You know, she can really attack the rim, and she's hard to keep in front. We've got to do a really good job of making sure that we guard her tendencies and in the half court, especially keep her away from the rim. We've been able to do that fairly well against some really good players here. So we'll have to make sure that we give her a lot of attention and try to slow her down.
We have not made too many field goals against this team in the two previous games, 29%, 25%. Obviously, it comes down to us making shots in tonight's game.
It does, and that we've also made some adjustments. In, you know, the more you study it, and the more you see it, and the more you try to work to figure it out, you kind of maybe try to figure out two or three things that you think might work. And Jamie does a great job of adjusting and keeping you on your toes. So hopefully today we move the ball well, and I think maybe we'll have a little bit better idea of where to look for those shots. We have gotten shots, but I think we can get better shots, and hopefully we execute that tonight.
Does our defense just force us into taking bad shots or shots that we don't want?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of times what teams get caught in is they're moving the ball, but they're not moving the ball strategically in ways to really get the shots that they want. So they're getting shots. They're rushed. They're contested. They're forced. Tonight we're going to work really hard to get the shots we want, when we want them, and where we want them on the floor. And so it should be a little bit easier for our kids to get shots that are a little bit more open.
One thing that has been constant, even though the offense has struggled at times here in this tournament, defense and rebounding. And you preach that, I think, in every single game this year. And tonight's game will probably come down to the same thing.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, there's obviously some technical stuff defensively. And rebounding wise, there's a few technical things, but really those things come down to desire and effort. And you know, we talk about that all the time. Those are the things that we can control, because those are effort things. Those are things that you know, whether or not the ball's going in the basket, we can guard and we can rebound. So those two things need to continue to be constant for us to be successful. And we've really bought into that. I think our kids know that and understand it, and they have seen how we can stay in games even when we're not making shots because we defend and rebound.
Still fascinated by your decision to pull Abigail Newberg out of a kind of your hat there against St. Xavier the other night, scored 11 points in 12 minutes of play. It still boggles a lot of people's minds how you can pull out a girl who was really hampered at the end of the season with injury and did not play in the national tournament, how she can just jump up and play such a huge role in our quarterfinal ball game.
Yeah, you know, Mike, we've talked a lot about our depth, and you know, it's one of those things where, like I said, you just sometimes there's just a feeling, and you know, Abigail's a great player, and she's worked really hard, and she's got a great basketball IQ, and you know, she's been spending a lot of time behind Jamie Van Kirk, and she had fresh legs and just seemed ready, and you know, she acted like a veteran out there, and so it's a lot of credit to her, because that's not an easy thing to do, to come off the bench and to play that kind of role and to be so clutch, and so you know, it just happens sometimes, and it seems to work out. So, you know, Abigail, it will be an important piece again tonight, along with the depth. Our depth is going to have to play a role. We're going to have to get some bench production and some scoring from them too.
Don't want to put you on a spot. You got a gut feeling on somebody else that might be sitting on the bench tonight.
We'll see. You know, you try not to plan those things out and just go by your gut and your instinct. And you know, we've got a lot of kids playing really well right now, and sometimes it depends on whether or not we need more defense or more offense. And so I wouldn't say particularly that I have anything up my sleeve, but you know, we'll try to use our depth tonight.
All right, Gus.
Thanks, Mike.
Kerry Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. National semifinals tonight as number one ranked Morningside takes on 12th ranked Hastings. The game is next.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC. See?
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
First half in the books here tonight. St. Xavier has got the lead over Hastings College at the break. It's St. Xavier 31, Hastings College 26.
Resiliency is defined by the ability to overcome adversity.
Jamie Van Kirk comes to Berry, open for three, takes a shot and hits it. Michaela Berry hits a three-pointer from the top of the key. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Gets the Broncos back into the contest now at 45-40.
In basketball, overcoming adversity on the court needs contributions from an entire team.
Sierra's got the ball for the Broncos. Hastings has a chance to pull ahead. Here's Michaela Berry with the ball. Berry comes into the forecourt. Sends it down in the corner. Samuelson for three. Yes! Holly Samuelson throws up a three-pointer from the deep left corner. Hastings has got the lead.
In March, comebacks are fueled from quality spot minutes, some from freshmen making the most of their time on the court.
Abigail takes in the top of the key, throws up a shot just inside the ring. It's good. Abigail Niebrugge comes out of nowhere tonight to score 9 points for Hastings. That is 59-55. The Broncos with a four-point lead.
In the NAIA National Tournament, winners are defined by the toughness and grit to make it to the Fab Four.
Sierra Williamson with the ball, now to Abby Jackson. Abby penetrates to the top of the key, stops there, off to Van Kirk for three, count it!
Tonight, that toughness, that resiliency, will be tested time and time again. It's Hastings College basketball, NAIA tournament basketball, and it starts right now.
That is all she wrote. The officials run off the court, and it's 68-66. Hastings College is going to win it here tonight.
It's Hastings College in Morningside. Let's head to Sioux City, where KHS Radio Sports Director and the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, Mike Will, is standing by.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. Just not any basketball game. It's the national semifinals tonight. As Hastings College gets set to take on the Morningside Mustangs for the third time this season. Yeah, both of these teams are in the same conference, the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside has beaten Hastings twice this year, 73-47 and 60-46. But tonight they meet for the third time here in the national semifinals. The winner moves on to the national championship ball game tomorrow against the winner of the next game coming up between Concordia and the Briarcliff Chargers. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, Chelsea Morton, 5'7" and a junior out of Holdridge. Abby Jackson, 5'6" and a senior from Hastings St. Cecilia. Holly Samuelson, 5'9" and a senior out of Gretna. Jamie Van Kirk, the 5'9" and senior out of Sutton, Nebraska. And Sierra Williamson, the 6-foot senior out of Broomfield, Colorado, will get the start for the Broncos. Meanwhile, for the Morningside Mustangs, they ended the regular season ranked number one in the country. Lexi Ackerman, 5'10", a sophomore out of Rock Rapids, Iowa. Also, Taylor Bohinski, a 5'9" and sophomore out of Millard North. Madison Braun is a 5'8" freshman out of Bellevue West. Jessica Teets is a 6'2" junior out of Bancroft Rosalie. And Jordan Wallenberg is a 5'10" junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. And we talked with Kerry in a pregame show. It's Ashlyn Ball not playing in the national tournament here for Morningside this year. She had major surgery the night before the tournament got underway, and she is missing. We'll tell you more about that coming up as we got the singing of the national anthem here tonight at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we
the national anthem as we get set for the national semifinals here tonight in Sioux City. We're talking about Ashley Ball before the anthem. She played a huge part for the Mustangs in their two victories over Hastings College earlier this year, scoring 13 and 16 points in the two ball games, also pulling down a bushel basket full of rebounds. Again, she will not play today. She's not been in the national tournament, had major surgery the night before the national tournament got underway last Tuesday. In fact, took out part of her intestines, we understand. So she is recovering, and she will not play, a senior for Morningside. A huge blow for the Morningside Mustangs here in the national tournament. So Hastings and Morningside playing for the third time this season. Hastings looking for their first appearance in the national championship game since 2009. These teams are used to the stage here. 11 out of 12 years before 2013, it was either Northwestern, Hastings, or Morningside winning the national championship. And the GPAC back in the national semifinals with four teams again this year. Ball is in the air. Hastings controls the opening tip. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here at the Tyson Event Center. Hastings going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're dressed in their black and crimson uniforms here tonight. Morningside dressed in their homestanding whites with a large crowd on hand here at the Tyson Event Center. There's a turnover on Hastings. Broncos turn it over on their opening possession of the ball game. Something will have to be eliminated if they want to stay in the ball game here tonight. Turn the ball over 21 and 18 times in the two meetings so far against the Mustangs. As Morningside sends a pass down low, it's going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll be Morningside playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Madison Braun will trigger things in for the Mustangs. Comes out on top now to Lexi Ackerman. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. There's Braun with the ball on the wing. Picked up there by Van Kirk. Out on top now to Taylor Bohinski. On the right side, that's Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman drives it toward the goal. Nice pass in the lane. The shot is up there and in. A shot by Jessica Teets is up and in. She's subbing for Ashlyn Ball in there and has a great tournament so far. 16, 8, and 22 points in the three ball games that Morningside has played so far here in the tourney. 2-0 is the score. Morningside's got the lead. Hastings has got the ball back in their offensive zone. This is a very good defense for Morningside. There's a Jackson down in the corner. Shot for three is no good. Rebound, Chelsea Morton. She keeps it alive here for the Broncos. Chelsea sends it back out on top. Van Kirk cranks up a three. Off of the right side, no good. The ball swatted around and is picked up here by Ackerman. Lexi Ackerman down for Morningside, coming back the other way. Down in the corner, shot by Braun is up there and in a three-pointer. Madison Braun hits a three-pointer, and Morningside goes out on top by a score of 5-0 here in the ball game. We have played 90 seconds here in the contest. Morningside has got the lead. Hastings comes back with the ball. There's Abby Jackson, comes across the top. Holding the ball there, Chelsea Morton drives it to the top of the key. Sends it down low. A shot by Samuelson is up there, no good. Samuelson gets a rebound, follows, and scores. Holly Samuelson scoring there. Get the Broncos on the scoreboard at the 18-13 mark in this first half. 5-2 is the score now. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. There's a Morningside attacking the Broncos man-to-man defense. Bohinski puts it on the floor, dribbles over here to Braun, lobs the ball inside. The ball's going to be deflected away from Teets, and it's taken down here by a Jackson of Hastings. First turnover on Morningside here in the ball game. Jackson has got it for Hastings to the elbow. Her shot is up there, dances around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman has got it for Morningside, down the near sideline to Braun. Back out to Ackerman, out here in 3-point territory to Teets. Just to the left of the circle, Jessica Teets gives the ball away to Taylor Bohinski. Drives the ball now against Jackson, puts it up off the window, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Morton down the right sideline, right-handed dribble for the Broncos. Gets it ahead to Van Kirk, dribbles it to the top of the key, now retreats. Throws it to the far sideline out of Chelsea Morton to Sierra Williamson down here in the left corner. That's Jackson with the ball. Jackson out of Van Kirk, taking off with a basket, her running one-hander is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back to within 1 point. 5-4 is the score. 17:09 to play here in the first half. Here's Taylor Bohinski with the ball now from Morningside around the screen from Braun. Gets it over here to Jordan Wallenberg. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Ackerman. She mishandles the ball, but she picks it up out here with no trouble. Ackerman gets it into the hands now of Braun. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Down on the right baseline, that's going to be Jessica Teets. Goes for the hole. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson outlet pass to the far sideline. Down to Samuelson. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Abby Jackson to the ball. Jackson down to Samuelson. Two-handed pass comes back to the left wing. That's Chelsea Morton. Now to Williamson. Her shot from 10 is up there. That one rattles out. No good. Samuelson had a rebound and had it deflected out of her hands there by Ackerman. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Van Kirk comes out. Here comes Michaela Berry into the ballgame. Now for Hastings. Berry has had a sensational tournament so far, scoring 10, 17, and 15 points in the three outings that the Broncos have had so far in this 2015 affair. Also coming to the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Allison Bachman. Likewise, she has had a good tournament, 6, 17, and 13 points. There's a Michaela Berry downtown from three. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Mandy Osborne. It also just checked into the ball game there for Jamie Sale and the Morningside Mustangs. 5-4 is the score. 16-16 remaining here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center. There's Braun for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson for Hastings. Holly Samuelson has got the ball for the Broncos, running back the other way. Samuelson bounce pass, high right side. Jackson has got it. Brings it back to Samuelson, top of the key. Entry pass down to Williamson. Her shot from the free throw line is down through the hole. Sierra Williamson scores, and the Broncos have the first lead of the ball game now. 6-5 is the score. 15-51 to play here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center, the national semifinals here tonight. There's Alexi Ackerman with the ball. Comes out on top. That's going to be Bachman. Her shot for three is up there, no good. Ball tapped out. Bachman grabs the ball. Allison has got it here from Morningside. Gets it in the hands now of Lexi Ackerman. Around the screen. Back out here to Amanda Osborne for three. Shot good. Mandy Osborne knocks down a three-pointer. Morningside is a team hitting 32% of their three-pointers so far this season. And Morningside goes back out on top now by a score of 8-6. Just underway here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. The national semifinals in the NAIA Division II National Tournament. Entry pass again. They get it to Williamson right at the elbow. Out to Berry for three. Shot is up there short. No good. Rebound goes to the corner. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a Morningside basketball. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We've got a timeout on the floor now with 15 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Morningside 8, Hastings College 6.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud the team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. And by Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. So 15:03 to play here in the first half. Hastings College is trailing Morningside by the score of 8-6. So far in the ball game, Hastings has hit 3 out of 10 from the field for just 30%. Morningside has hit 3 out of their first 7 shots for 42%. Hastings 0 out of 4 on 3-pointers. Morningside is 2 out of 4. So far, the Broncos have 6 rebounds in the ball game, 5 rebounds for Morningside. The Broncos have 3 on offense, 3 on defense. Morningside with 5 offensive rebounds and 1 of those on offense and 4 on defense. Morningside out on top of Hastings by a score of 8-6 here in this one. Morningside with 3 wins so far in the tournament over University of California at Merced in the opening round, 79-45. They beat Oklahoma Wesleyan 74-66. They were down by 17 points in that ball game before they came back to win 74-66. And in the quarterfinals on Saturday, they knocked off St. Francis of Indiana by a score of 79-62. They've got an 8-6 lead here. There's a shot from the elbow. It's up there no good by Bachman. Rebound comes down to Hastings. There's Abigail Newbrugge, the hero from the ball game on Saturday against St. Xavier. Into the ball game now for Hastings. Newbrugge hit for 12 points, actually 11 points in about 12 minutes of playing time. She had not played in the first 2 games, and Carey plucked her out for the bench, and she came through in a big style. There's Newbrugge from the corner. Shot for 3 is up there no good. Rebound comes down to Mallory Moore, who's under the ball game now for Morningside. 8-6 is the score. The Mustangs have a 2-point lead. Mandy Osborne with the ball comes across the top. Now to Moore. Takes it to the left side. Now reverses the ball. Gets it to Ashley Schroeder, who's into the ball game now. To Mandy Osborne. Back out on top. There's a Brandon Ty. Brandon Ty has got it. Moves it over here. Driving toward the basket is going to be Bachman. And she's going to be stripped of the ball. And a foul is going to be called. Bachman takes the ball down the right side of the lane there. But a personal foul is going to be called on Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be her first. First team foul on the Broncos here in the ballgame. Under the free throw line is going to be Allison Bachman for Morningside. She's been hitting 73% of her foul shots so far this year. She is 66 out of 90 from the free throw line. As Bachman sets, the first free throw in the ball game is up there and in. So Morningside here during the national tournament, they are 60 out of 81 on free throws. That's 74%, so a little bit better than their season average. Bachman's second free throw is going to be up there. It's good. And Morningside now has a 10-6 lead here over Hastings College as we hit the 14-minute mark. Here in the first half of play, Newberg now loses control of the basketball right here in front of us and goes out of bounds. So a turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. That's going to be turnover number two on the Broncos. It'll be Morningside playing things in here on the near sideline. The Mustangs have a four-point lead over Hastings, 10-6. Morningside with just one loss. That was to Concordia in the conference tournament finals. There's a lob down low to Schroeder. She can't go up for the shot. Tries to bring it back out on top, and the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Newbrugge. Newbrugge now to Van Kirk, and her shot is up at the end. Jamie Van Kirk scores, but Newbrugge makes the play down at the other end. She gets the assist as well. Now driving the ball in the hole. Got a foul called as Mallory Moore took it down the right side of the lane, and a foul is called here on Hastings. We're at the 13-28 mark here of the ball game now. We're in the first half. 10-8 is the score. The foul is going to go on Niebrugge. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number two on Hastings. Non-shooting situation. Morningside plays things in, and the pass inside is going to be deflected away from Schroeder. Ball is picked up here by Hastings. That's Tika Thompson with the ball. That's the third turnover now on Morningside here in the ball game. The Broncos are down by a couple of points. 10-8 is the score. Here's a Michaela Berry with the ball in the high post. They get it to a Van Kirk down the lane. Nice pass down there to Jolden. Her shot is up and in. Van Kirk gets the assist. Rachel Jolden gets the field goal. And now we're tying up at 10 points apiece here in the national semifinals. The winner gets either Concordia or Briar Cliff. Tomorrow night at 7 for the NAIA Division II National Championship. There's a shot by Brandon Ty that's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jolden. Jolden down to Berry. Long pass down the floor. Deflected away from Van Kirk. A turnover on Hastings. Hastings going for the home run ball there, and Morningside snuffed it out. Here's Mallory Moore back here for the Mustangs. Dribbles to the top of the key, trying to penetrate. She's cut off there by Niebrugge. Over here on the right side to Mandy Osborne. Osborne holding the ball against Tika Thompson. She gets it to Ashley Schroeder at the top of the key. Dumps it down low. A shot is up and in. Allison Bachman scoring. Nice pass. Allison Bachman gets the field goal. That's now a 12-10 ball game. Morningside has got a two-point lead. Here's Tika Thompson to the hole, and she draws contact, and the foul is called. Tika Thompson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled there on the Morningside as Thompson will go to the charity stripe. Personal foul is going to be called on Osborne. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on Morningside here in the first half of play. Thompson to the line for Hastings. 2 out of 8 so far in the national tournament. Her shot is up there and in. Tika's kind of struggled from the free throw line this season for Hastings, hitting 44% coming into this ball game tonight. She's now 36 out of 80 from the free throw line. Thompson has scored 15 points in the three games so far here in the national tournament. That's her first one here tonight. Second shot by Tika Thompson is up there as good, so she nails a couple of free throws. And Hastings College is tied to score now with Morningside. It's a 12-12 ball game. Morningside has beaten Hastings twice already this season during the regular season of the GPAC, 73-47 in Hastings and 60-46 in our game we played up in Sioux City later in the year. We're tied up at 12 points apiece now just by the 12-minute mark as they get the ball down low. Ashana's up there and in. Jessica Teet scoring again for Morningside. That's her second field goal of the ball game. Morningside's now got a two-point lead, 14-12. Hastings comes back with the basketball. Here's Van Kirk, a short baseline jumper off the left side. Good. Jamie Van Kirk hits her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Now we're tied up at 14 points apiece. There's Lexi Ackerman with the ball for Morningside. Runs it back into the offensive zone. Jackson will pick her up defensively. There's a Jordan Wallenberg with it now. Wallenberg to the near sideline to Taylor Bohinski. There's been a thorn on our side so far here in the two ball games we have played against Morningside so far this year. There's a shot from the corner by Ackerman. It's up there for three. No good. Rebound Braun in the lane. Brown keeps it alive down from Morningside to Wallenberg. Free throw line extended right side. Wallenberg trying to penetrate against the Tika Thompson. The ball deflected away. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Morningside ball. And now we got a timeout on the floor. Another timeout on the floor here with 11 minutes and 5 seconds to play. We're in the first half at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 14, Morningside 14.
America, last year we did not get your billion back. We got your billions back. So many billions, we started thinking, this isn't tax season. This is refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block. Guaranteed. Get your billions back, America.
Based on maximum refund guarantee, not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at huskerpowerproducts.com. So Hastings and Morningside, it's tied up at 14 points apiece. We got 11 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in this one. Concordia and Briar Cliff in the second semifinal ball game here tonight at the Tyson Event Center at 8 o'clock. Two winners will play in the national championship ball game at 7 tomorrow night. If Hastings is playing, obviously we'll be here at 1230 KHIS. It's been a couple of years since the GPAC has been crowned champions in Division II NAIA women's basketball. St. Francis of Indiana, the champions in 2014. Indiana Wesleyan won in 2013. But 11 out of the 12 years before that, the GPAC school claimed the national championship. Northwestern had won it 5 times during that period. Hastings had 3 national championships in 2002, 2003, and 2006. Morningside winning 3 national championships in 2009, 2005, and in 2004. Hastings looking for their first national championship since 2006 and looking for their first appearance in a national championship game since 2009. And get that done with a victory here tonight over Morningside. There's a long-range jumper by Bohinski. A three-pointer up and in as we come back into play here. So Bohinski hits a three-pointer. That gives Morningside a 17-14 advantage here over Hastings College. The Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Chelsea Morton down in the corner. Samuelson free. Count it. Holly Samuelson knocks down a three-pointer from the deep left corner. She's got 5 points in the ball game. And the two teams continue to trade baskets here. We're tied up now at 17 points apiece. Bohinski has the ball swatted out of bounds there by Jackson as he was trying to come to the near sideline to Lexi Ackerman. Jackson got her hands out there and deflected that into the scorer's table. It'll be Morningside playing things in. Here on the near side with 10 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Teets faking a handoff with the elbow and is whistled for the traveling violation. 4 turnovers now in Morningside in the ball game. Hastings has got 3. Broncos now can pull ahead with a field goal in this possession. Morningside going to apply some pressure in backcourt here. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Jackson here in the center of the floor gets it to Sierra Williamson, still in the backcourt, brings it across the 10-second line. Williamson gets it into the hands of Jamie Van Kirk, down to the far sideline of Chelsea Morton. Chelsea Morton dribbles to the top of the key, sends it across the top, down to Samuelson, down to Jackson in the short left baseline. Her pass across the lane is going to be deflected away. It is loose. Scramble is on. We got a jump ball call down there. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. They'll play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. So Hastings will play things in. It's going to be Holly Samuelson triggering things in. Williamson, Van Kirk, Jackson, and Chelsea Morton also on the floor for Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter, now in her third season as the head coach of the Broncos. Pass comes out here in the three-point territory. He gets it to Jackson, now to Van Kirk. Dribble penetration. The ball stopped away. Picked up by Wallenberg. A turnover on Hastings. That's their fourth of the ball game. Wallenberg gets it in the hands now of Taylor Bohinski. Drives it to the goal. A shot is up here. Rims off. No good. Rebound. Teets. Follow shot up and in. Jessica Teets gets the offensive board and the putback. Morningside goes out on top by a score of 19-17. Broncos on the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbles once. Comes out here to Chelsea Morton. Now to Holly Samuelson on the right sideline. Samuelson bounce pass now to Van Kirk. Jamie penetrates to the free throw line. Puts it up there and she conked on the arm and the foul is going to be called. And Van Kirk will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. The foul is going to be called on Taylor Bohinski of Morningside. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Mustangs. That's going to be Jamie Van Kirk going to the free throw line for Hastings. She is 9 out of 12 so far here in the national tournament. She misses that one. Van Kirk was well over 90% for the regular season. So she got to the national tournament. Now she's 9 out of 13. She'll get one more shot here. Van Kirk opened a national tournament with 26 points in that ball game last week against Ryle Graham. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits 1 out of 2. She's got 7 points in the ball game here. 19-18 is the score now. Morningside has got a 1-point lead. There's Alexi Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman on the high post. They get it to Teets. Now to Wallenberg. Right side to Lexi Ackerman. Holds it. Here's a pass inside to Wallenberg. Her shot's up there. No good. She was off balance. Shot wasn't very well taken there. And the rebound comes down to Rachel Jeldon. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball out here in three-point territory. Van Kirk now to Chelsea Moore. Abby Jackson fakes the three. Dribbles inside. She's surrounded and a traveling violation. Jackson took it out of the right side of the lane and ran into a double team down there just to the left of the goal. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. Five turnovers on Hastings College so far in the ball game. Earlier this year in the regular season meetings, 21 and 18 turnovers against his Morningside defense. 19 to 18 the score. Hastings College right now trailing by 1 point here. Just by the 9-minute mark here in the first half. Taylor Bohinski with the ball. Bohinski comes out here to Ackerman. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she is fouling the play. Taylor Bohinski. Or rather, Alexi Ackerman will go to the free throw line here for Morningside. Personal foul whistled there on Hastings. It's going to go on Michaela Berry. Michaela Berry picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. Shot from the free throw line by Ackerman is up there and in. Ackerman is a 73% foul shooter in the season. She's now 56 out of 76 for the free throw line. Morningside has now got a 2-point lead, 20 to 18 the score. As Ackerman will toe the mark for her second shot. It's up there, perfect. Nothing but twine for Lexi Ackerman. It's now a 21 to 18 ball game. Morningside has got the lead. As Hastings comes back with the basketball, here's Chelsea Morton. Bounce pass down in the corner. Van Kirk has got it. Now to Michaela Berry. 200 pass goes to Holly Samuelson. Brings it back down to Berry. Michaela looking. Goes to Van Kirk inside the free throw circle. A shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. It's 21-20. Morningside with a 1-point lead. They come back with the basketball. Here's Ackerman. Now to Mandy Osborne to the far sideline to Allison Bachman. Out to Bohinski. Lobs the ball inside to Teets. Nice move. Her shot is up there and no good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up by Samuelson. Holly Samuelson has got the ball for Hastings College. Winding her way up the floor against the defenders of Morningside. Hastings trailing the ball game here by a single point. 21-20. Broncos out of the ball. Far sideline. Berry. Cross court pass comes over here to Holly Samuelson. Berry gets a back entry pass. It's over the head of Van Kirk. A turnover and Hastings. Six turnovers now in the Broncos. Morningside has got the ball. Here's Lexi Ackerman. She crosses the 10-second line. Holly Samuelson, or rather, Michaela Berry right in her face. Long pass now to Mandy Osborne at the free throw line. Takes it down to later. Scoop shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. Foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Morton. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos, and we've got another timeout here. Timeout on the floor with 7 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 21, Hastings College 20.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. The NAIA Division II National Semifinals. Hastings and Morningside squaring off here. Mustangs have a 21-20 lead over the Broncos. Hastings with 3 wins so far in the national tournament. Opened things up last Thursday with that win over Rio Grande, 73-64. Last Friday, not playing very well, but surviving that 48-37 win over Ashford. Did not shoot the ball real well in that ball game. Then on Saturday, we upset the number 1 seed in our pod of 8 teams. It was St. Xavier out of Chicago. Hastings beating St. Xavier by a score of 68-67. Thus, our meeting here tonight with Morningside. Morningside ranked number 1 throughout much of the season in the women's college basketball poll until they got to the championship ball game of the GPAC tournament where Concordia beat them by a score of 80-72. Concordia will be playing next in our next semifinal game as they got a meeting with Briarcliff. So an all GPAC final here in the national tournament. First time this has happened since 2003. Kerry Hofstetter The head coach for Hastings College was on that team that played for Hastings in that 2003 national tournament. One of four teams from the GPAC, and Hastings went on to win the national title that year. Here's them bounce pass. They come into a Jessica Teets, and she's calling for the traveling violation. She got the field goal to go down, but it's waved off. She's got a traveling violation. That's the fifth turnover on Morningside here in the ball game, and Hastings College has got the basketball with a chance to pull ahead here. 21-20 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. Hastings dressed in their black and crimson uniforms. There's a Thompson having problems with a dribble now. We got a foul called. Tika was trying to get to cute with the basketball there, and she tried to dribble between her legs, and it was deflected off of her leg. Now we got a foul called on Morningside. Fans don't like that one. Foul call on Morningside. It's going to go on Ackerman. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. Barry has the ball knocked out of her hands there by Taylor Bohinski. So again, Hastings will play things in. Tika Thompson will trigger things in. They get it to Van Kirk. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Jamie Van Kirk over to Michaela Berry on the wing, trying to penetrate. Berry is trapped in the corner. Now to Thompson. A long three-pointer is put up there. It's an air ball, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Allison Bachman. That was not a very good possession there for Hastings College. Bachman drives down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Jelen. She has it knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds, and they point Morningside's way. Morningside will get to play things underneath their own basket there. Then it was swatted down in the hands of Jelen down there in the baseline, but the officials say no. It's going to be Morningside playing things in. 6:58 to play here in the first half, 21-20. Morningside's got a one-point lead. Mustangs will get things in to Wallenberg. Wallenberg on the far sideline. Wallenberg holding the ball, looking. Finally gets it into the hands of Ackerman. Lexi Ackerman now drives the ball against Berry toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around, picked up by Hastings. Holly Samuelson has got the ball for Hastings now. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Hastings can pull ahead with a field goal in his possession. Here's Tika Thompson with the ball. Thompson now to Michaela Berry. Berry dribbles out here to the top of the key. Swings it right side down to Thompson. That shot's way off of the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds. An air ball thrown up there. So back-to-back air balls thrown up by Tika Thompson. And coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Holly Hill. Tika is going to come to the bench. Taylor Bohinski also checking out of the ball game for Morningside. Coming back in is going to be Mandy Osborne. Coming in for Hastings is going to be Abby Jackson, and going out will be Holly Samuelson. Hastings College basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. For the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. National semifinals tonight, 21-20. Morningside's got a one-point lead over Hastings. Osborne hands the ball away to Bachman, drives in. Her shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected into the backcourt. The chase is on, and Jeldon comes up for Hastings. Jeldon now to Abby Jackson. Abby on the far sideline gets the ball to Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon, cross-court pass, comes over here to Berry. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. She throws it back out here in three-point territory into the backcourt. Hill saves it right in the hands of Lexi Ackerman. 3-on-2, back the other way for Morningside. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Hastings turns the ball over. Ackerman nearly got the field goal, but she was hacked on the arm there by Van Kirk of Hastings. That's going to be Jamie's first personal foul here in the ball game. Going to the free throw line for Morningside is going to be Lexi Ackerman. She's got a couple of free throws so far in this ball game for 2 points. This one is up there. It's going to be no good. Morningside now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. 21-20. Morningside has got a 1 point lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one dances out of there as well. So she misses a pair. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Holly Hild with the ball down for the Broncos. Gets it to Abby Jackson on the far sideline. Jackson brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Hild. Brings it back to Jackson. Takes it to the top of the three-point circle. Down to Holly Hill to Jackson. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Now she's in trouble. Jackson, bounce pass over here on the near side to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Allison Bachman of Morningside. Bachman puts it on the floor. Dribbles back the other way. Down the near sideline. They get it over here on the wing to Madison Braun, who's back into the ball game. To Wallenberg. Wallenberg over on the far side now to Lexi Ackerman. Comes over here to Wallenberg for three. Shot good. Jordan Wallenberg, a 27% three-point shooter during the regular season. Cans one there. And Morningside has got a four-point lead over Hastings. It's 24-20. Broncos with the ball. Jackson on the far sideline. Double-teamed. And now Carey wants to call a timeout. Jackson took it to the right sideline. It was double teamed just as she brought it across the 10-second line. And the Broncos burn a timeout here. 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first half in the NAIA National Semifinals. Morningside's got the lead as the Mustangs 24 and the Broncos 20.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Tyson Events Center in Sioux City. Morningside's got the lead over the Broncos, 24-20. Hastings has got the ball following the timeout. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and good. Just inside the three-point ring. Jamie Van Kirk has got 11 points in the brawl game, and Hastings is back to within 2 points, 24-22. Here's Mallory Moore with the ball now to Taylor Bohinski on the far sideline for Morningside in their offensive zone. Madison Braun brings it back here to Bohinski. Taylor holding the ball now behind the screen from Wallenberg. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Braun. Brings it out here to Mandy Osborne. Entry pass to get it inside to Wallenberg. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Shot up for Van Kirk. No good. Tip try, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Taylor Bohinski gets the offensive board and the putback. Three shots of the hole there from Morningside. Bohinski finally gets one to go down. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 26-22. Morningside has got a four-point lead over Hastings. Broncos down the ball. Holly Hill to the far sideline now. That's Michaela Berry. Skip pass comes over here on the left wing. Abby Jackson holds the ball. Jackson bounce pass down to Van Kirk from 15. China's up there, top of the mark, no good. Wallenberg rips the rebound out of there for Morningside. Pass to the far sideline down to Taylor Bohinski. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Pass down in the right corner. Shot by Braun. It's going to be up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Wallenberg, following shot, no good. Rebound, Hastings. That's Michaela Berry, 2-on-2, back the other way to Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and in. Nice pass by Berry. Van Kirk gets the field goal. Jamie now with 13 points in the ballgame, 26-24. Morningside leading by 2 points. Mustangs have the ball. Here's Mandy Osborne. Hands it away to Taylor Bohinski. Bohinski moves it to the right of the circle on the dribble. Now reverses it. Comes back over here on the left wing. Osborne now to Taylor Bohinski. Bohinski picked up there by Jackson. Down to Madison Braun. Out on top, Mandy Osborne drives it down the left side of the lane. Whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Holly Hill. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos. And now we've got a media timeout here. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 26, Hastings 24.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City, Iowa. Hastings College and Morningside squaring off here in the NAIA Division II National Semifinals. And Morningside 35-1 on the year. They were 20-0 in the conference. Team that averages 77 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 60.9 on the defensive end. Very similar numbers for Hastings. Broncos are averaging 72.2 points per ball game on offense. They give up 64.2 on the defensive end. The Broncos were 25-8 during the season, and their 3 wins here. They finished 15-5 in the conference. Morningside ranked number 1 in the final regular season poll. Hastings was number 12, although that was before the championship ball game, the GPAC tournament, when Concordia beat this Morningside team 80-72. Concordia will play in our next ball game in the national semifinals against Briarcliff, who is a number 5 seed in their 18 pod coming into this national tournament. The Chargers have played well in the past week, and they have a shot at making the national championship ball game tomorrow night. 26-24 is the score here. Morningside has got a 2-point lead. Mustangs have the ball as they will play things in following the timeout. Here's Madison Braun Brown comes out to Mallory Moore, puts it on the floor, dribbles to her right, sends it inside to Osborne. Her shot is up there, no good. Grabbing the rebound there for Hastings is going to be Holly Hill. Holly's got it for the Broncos, gets it away now to Abby Jackson. Hastings is trailing by a couple of points here at 26-24. Jackson with the ball on the right sideline. Jackson holds it, comes across the top, now to Samuelson. Samuelson moves to her left, reverses the ball, gets it out to Van Kirk for three. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Holly Hill keeps it alive for the Broncos. There's a Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk looking to penetrate. She's double-teamed. Van Kirk sends it inside, slapped away from Williamson. Sierra picks it back up, now to Jackson. Out to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. She hits it. Jamie Van Kirk hits a three-pointer. She's got 16, and the Broncos go out on top now. 27-26. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Mallory Moore with the ball now for Morningside. They get it down to Madison Braun, dribbles it to the elbow on the left side of the lane. Out to Mandy Osborne, dumps the ball down low. With the ball down there is Teets. Her shot over Sierra Williamson is good. Jessica Teets scoring. She got 8 points in the ball game. Morningside reclaims the lead, 28-27. Good ball game here tonight at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Everything that we expected so far. Here's Abby Jackson, entry pass. They get it to Williamson, over to Samuelson from the corner. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Bohinski. Taylor Bohinski down the left sideline for Morningside. A minute and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Taylor Bohinski holding the ball right in front of the Bronco bench. Now drives it against Van Kirk. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Williamson for Hastings. Sierra's got the ball. Now to Jackson. Long pass down the floor to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson down to Van Kirk. Drives the ball to the hole. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Jessica Teets. Teets has got it from Morningside. Gives it away to Madison Braun. Runs her back the other way. Drives into the hole. The shot is up there. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson for Hastings. She loses control of the ball here in backcourt. Finally picked up right in front of us here by Van Kirk. Van Kirk gets it now to Abby Jackson. A pass there to Holly Hill on the high post. Down to Samuelson. There's Sierra Williamson with the ball. Down to Van Kirk. Down in the corner. There's Jackson. Dribbles to her right. Throws up a 10-footer and hits it. Abby Jackson scores for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 29-28. 38 seconds to play, and now we've got a timeout called here by Morningside. Morningside wants to burn a timeout here with 38.6 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 29, Morningside 28.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings and Morningside actually played for the national championship back in 2009. That was the last time Hastings was in the national championship game, but Morningside beat Hastings that day by a score of 68-63. Hastings has a one-point lead right now at 29-28. Morningside has got the ball. We're past the 30-second mark now as they come into the offensive zone. Lexi Ackerman has got it. Axman spins down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. Abby Jackson down the right sideline to Samuelson. Holly has got the ball. She's trapped down in the corner. Comes out here now to Jackson. She tries to penetrate. Jackson has it knocked loose. Brings it back to Samuelson from the corner. Shot for three. In and out. No good. Rebound to Jessica Teets from Morningside. Teets now to Ackerman across the 10-second line. Ackerman comes over here to Bohinski. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound Holly Hill. First shot from backcourt is no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So a wild one here tonight. Women's college basketball. Hastings will have the lead over Morningside in the NAIA Division II National Semifinals. Our score at halftime. Hastings College 29, Morningside 28. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
I think you go into nursing because you have a vision of being able to make a difference in people's lives.
I remember the nurse when I was a child and going to the doctor's office. I guess that was what I always just wanted to do.
It's the nurses that make the difference as to whether a patient really feels good about being here and feels like they're in good hands. I think the nurses gained status.
Because they lived it, number one, but they also brought all that knowledge and expertise from many years of dealing with pretty much any situation that they might run into.
They became respected by the medical staff as very highly qualified registered nurses. So I'm kind of proud of that.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Halftime show here tonight here at the Tyson Event Center, something we haven't seen. We've got six dogs out here putting on a kind of a trick show out here. Right now we got six dogs chasing down Frisbees out here at the Tyson Event Center. So kind of a rare form of entertainment here with the kind of a dog show going on at the Tyson Event Center. Hastings College has got the lead here in the national semifinals of the break. The score is 29-28. It's been a tight basketball game. Neither team has been able to break away here in the contest tonight. Morningside got out to a 5-0 lead here in the ball game, but Hastings College then scored six straight points to go out on top 6-5. We had a seesaw affair. We were tied up at 10 points apiece, tied up at 12, tied up at 14. Morningside got out to a 17-14 lead, led 21-18, led 24-20. Hastings College coming back to reclaim the lead at 27-26. And the Broncos right now have a one-point lead at halftime. The score is 29-28. Scoring in the ballgame so far for Hastings, Jamie Van Kirk has got 16 points in the ballgame for the Broncos. Van Kirk has knocked down 1 out of 4 from three-point territory. She's got 6 other field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. So Jimmy Van Kirk has got 16 points in the first half for the Broncos. Also scoring, Holly Samuelson, she's got 5 points. She's got a 3 and a 2. Abby Jackson has got a field goal for 2 points, and Rachel Jeldon has got a field goal for 2. From Morningside, they're being led so far by Jessica Teets. Teets has got 4 field goals and 8 points. Taylor Bohinski, she has got a 3 and a 2. She has got 5. Allison Bachman, she has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 4 points. Mandy Osborne, she has got a 3-pointer for 3. Jordan Wallenberg, she has got a 3-pointer for 3 points. Madison Braun, she's got a 3-pointer for 3. And Lexi Ackerman, she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 2 points here in the basketball game. So Hastings College has got the lead over Morningside. The score is 29-28. Here at halftime. And you're listening to the Valentino's halftime show here tonight from the NAIA National Semifinals in Sioux City. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half of play. Hastings is hitting 12 out of 29 from the field for 41%. Morningside is currently hitting 10 out of 31 for 32%. On three-pointers, Hastings 2 out of 13 in the first half for 15%. Morningside is 4 out of 11 on three-pointers for 36%. On free throws, Hastings 3 out of 4 for 75%. Morningside 4 out of 6 for 66%. The rebounds right now, Hastings has got 21. Morningside has got 18. The Broncos with 5 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. Morningside has got 6 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. The Broncos with no block shots and 3 steals in their first half of play. Morningside has got 1 block shot and 5 steals. Leading rebounder for Morningside so far in the ball game has been Jessica Teach. She has got four. And the leading rebounder for Hastings College has been Holly Samuelson. She has got five rebounds. Holly Hild has got four. So Hastings College has got the lead here at halftime. The score is now 29-28. Stick around. We've got Tyson Urbanic up next with Hastings College Spotlight. And the second half is straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronic for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And hello and welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. Tyson Nebronick with you. Joining us now on the program, we are pleased to be joined by the chair of the chemistry department and professor of chemistry over at Hastings College, Dr. Neil Heckman, joining us on the program. Dr. Heckman, appreciate the time.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Dr. Heckman, we brought you on the program today. We wanted to not only highlight the Morrison Reeves Science Center over there on the Hastings College campus, but also talk about an event that recently took place, and that was the Junior Science Academy Central Nebraska Regional Science Fair. Let's, I guess, start by talking just about that. That took place last week. Talk about what kind of day that brought to the Hastings College campus.
Well, of course, there were 138 projects that were presented at the science fair, and it was from eight different schools, and it was a wild and crazy day, but at the end of the day, there were five projects from the senior division and five from the junior division, which is the middle school division, that qualified for the state science fair, which will be held on April 17th in Lincoln. And so it's a great opportunity for these students to present an academic in an academic competition, a way to move on to a state level, just like we see oftentimes in these sporting events.
And as far as that's concerned, talk a little bit about just from the campus perspective, from your perspective, being able to have these kids come onto the Hastings College campus. I know it's middle school and high school students, but is there opportunities there to showcase the college campus to these prospective college students?
Absolutely. Anytime we can have, that many students look at our facilities. If anybody's been in the Morrison Reeves Science Center, it's an amazing facility. It's now it's 5.5 years old. It's state of the art, and anytime you can have anybody in that facility, it's always eye opening that we have such an amazing facility on campus.
And highlighting that campus just a little bit, talk about what that's done for the Hastings College campus. What's that done for the chemistry department?
Well, the chemistry department and all the sciences have benefited greatly from our new facility. It's the newest facility on campus, and it's just amazing. Our old building served us well, but it's from space to research space to teaching space to study space for students, and it's just an amazing aesthetic building as well.
Well, whether it's chemistry majors or, for instance, science majors, do you think that that has helped in terms of enrollment and in terms of people that have chosen maybe chemistry as a major at Hastings College?
Oh, absolutely. Our numbers in chemistry are up, especially since we've had that new facility, and I think in general our science majors are up, and the quality of our students is up in the sciences, and so we think that we will continue that. Our goal on campus is to grow, and we see in the sciences that's an area that we can certainly expand in.
As far as the chemistry department is concerned, for those that are prospective maybe chemistry majors, let's talk about just a few of the advantages that Hastings College has to offer in terms of what they can do. And I've heard, you know, looking back at January during J-term, what they can do in that field.
Sure. In chemistry, we kind of say we have the best of both worlds. You can get that small college experience with that one-on-one experience with your professor. You're going to have more than one course with your professor. And then we have opportunities over our January program, our J-term. We oftentimes will send chemistry majors to universities to study high-level research, some things that maybe we couldn't offer in our teaching labs, but they can still get exposed to that. And we also see some students will apply for summer internships at some of those programs. And so you can get that small college atmosphere and that exposure to that high-level research that oftentimes you may not get at some of the other small colleges, and we feel like we can offer both of those at Hastings College.
Once again, Dr. Neil Heckman is our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight. He is the chair of the chemistry department and professor of chemistry. And in talking about college athletics, one of the things, beautiful things about Hastings College is the student-athlete life. Do you have students there in the chemistry department who are involved with activities involved with athletics?
Absolutely. Many of our students that are involved in extracurricular activities, if it's athletics or music or peer education or a number of things, but student athletes certainly make up many of our students, and I believe we may even have one or two that might be on the court tonight. So definitely have plenty of student athletes that are part of the chemistry program and the science program in general.
He's Dr. Neil Heckman again joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Dr. Heckman. Again, he's the chair of the chemistry department and professor of chemistry, and I know that you're tuned in and anxiously awaiting the second half, so we'll go ahead and get to that, but we appreciate your time on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Neil Heckman again joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. It's brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Don't go away. The second half of Hastings College basketball semifinal matchup is coming up after this.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Go on a Jurassic Quest, the largest and most realistic dinosaur event in North America. Experience the sights and sounds of living, breathing, even walking dinosaurs. Over 50 life-size dinosaurs. Come see the largest T-Rex ever found on the planet. This event has more than doubled in size, with more huge dinosaurs and more fun activities. Jurassic Quest is where the big dinos live, for the first time ever. At Pinnacle Bank Expo Center, Fauner Park, Grand Island, this Friday through Sunday. Get ticket info at JurassicQuest.com.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. The NAIA Division II National Semifinals. Hastings has the lead over Morningside 29-28. as our score. Broncos shooting the ball much better here against Morningside in this ball game than we have seen in the previous two meetings. Again, Hastings sitting at 41.3% in the first half of play. Hastings shot only 29% in their first meeting between these two teams earlier in the season. And the loss we had back in Hastings at 73-47. Then they hit only 25% in the meeting that we had against Morningside in Sioux City when they lost 60-46. So Hastings shooting the ball a little bit more effectively here in this ball game here tonight. Hastings with 7 turnovers in the first half of play. And the Broncos have knocked down just 2 out of 13 from 3-point territory. I think Hastings doing the things they have to do to win this basketball game here tonight. Morningside, they're hitting only 32% of their field goals. They're 10 out of 31. Mustangs are 4 out of 11 on 3-pointers on this night. That's 36.6%. And the Mustangs have turned the ball over 5 times so far in the ball game. So Hastings with the lead here at the break over Morningside. The score is 29-28. They get some more folks involved, though, in the offense. Jamie Van Kirk carrying most of the load for Hastings here in this ball game tonight. She's got 16 points in the basketball game to lead the Broncos. Jessica Teets has got 8 points to lead the Mustangs. So Hastings is just 20 minutes away from a national championship berth, but the second half ought to be a dandy. Stick around. Second half is coming up. It's Hastings out on top of Morningside, 29-28. We'll be back with that second half right after this.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show here tonight, brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So we're set to go. Half number 2, Morningside will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half. And the Mustangs will play the ball in here on the near sideline. Right in front of us is Madison Braun has got it, and the second half is underway. Hastings with a 29-28 advantage. There's Bahinski driving down the right side of the lane. Her shot's up there, no good. Rebound, Chelsea Morton for Hastings. Morton on the fly back the other way. Chelsea Morton gets into the hands now of Abby Jackson, 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Van Kirk, now to Jackson, holds it, comes over here on the wing on the right side to Samuelson. Now to Chelsea Morton, drives it down the lane and scores. Chelsea Morton gets her first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 31-28 ball game, and now Morningside has the ball deflected out of bounds over there by Holly Samuelson trying to bring the ball up the floor. So the Mustangs will play things in off of the far sideline. Hastings now with a 31-28 advantage here in the national semifinals here in Sioux City. Taylor Bahinski lobs the ball inside to Teets, puts up a shot over Williams, and no good. Rebound Hastings. Chelsea Morton has got to rebound for the Broncos, down to Jackson. Abby Jackson pulls up at the top of the ring, sends it down in the corner to Samuelson. Back out to Jackson, comes across the top to Van Kirk. Van Kirk brings it back to Jackson. Morningside has now gone to a zone defense at the free throw line. Williamson hits the shot. Sarah Williamson hits field goal from the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And Hastings has their biggest lead in the ball game now at 33-28. Now Morningside turns the ball over. And the Mustangs want to call a timeout here as Hastings has opened up a 5-point lead. Morningside turns the ball over. We got a quick timeout here. 18:56 to play in the ball game. Hastings 33, Morningside 28.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Morningside calling the timeout after Hastings has jumped on the Stangs here. The first 4 points of the second half. It's now 33-28. The Broncos have the advantage over Morningside. The Mustangs just turned the ball over in their last possession. We'll see if Jamie Sale keeps his troops in a zone defense here when the Broncos get the ball back here. Hastings will inbound right in front of us. 18:56 to play. Here in the national semifinals, the winner gets either Concordia or Briarcliff tomorrow night at 7 for the NAIA Division II National Championship. Chelsea Morton will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Had to pick up a dog leash that was left here on the near sideline by the dog show that we had at halftime. Forgot one of the leashes. The official retrieves that here in the near side and hands it to the scorer's table. 18:56 remaining here in the ballgame. Hastings College is leading Morningside by a score of 33-28 as the Broncos will play things in. So you'll wait here to finish on the media timeout that we're set to go. It's going to be, that was not a media timeout. It was a Morningside timeout, but we're back and Hastings will play things in. Jackson's pass can be deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Wallenberg. She drives, shoots, and scores. Abby Jackson turns it over. Wallenberg gets the steal, and she takes it to the distance and scores. Back the other way is going to be Samuelson. Nice pass down here to Van Kirk. Has it knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Samuelson. 33-30. Hastings with a three-point lead. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Lexi Ackerman got her hands on it there for Morningside. Hastings will now play things in here on the near sideline. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Samuelson comes out to Van Kirk. Out here in three-point territory. Van Kirk moves it over to Chelsea Morton. Entry pass to get it. The Sierra Williamson down in the right baseline, down to Jackson. Abby Jackson retreats down in the corner. They get it to Holly Samuelson out here in 3 points. Sorry, now to Van Kirk. Her shot from 15 is up there and hits it. Jamie Van Kirk scores for Hastings. She's got 18 points in the ballgame. Broncos again have a 5-point lead at 35-30. 18:09 to play here in the ballgame. There's Lexi Ackerman with the ball now from Morningside. Ackerman goes over to Madison Braun, high right side. There's a pass out to Bohinski out here. She puts it on the floor, stops just to the right of the circle. Bohinski gets the ball away now to Wallenberg. Wallenberg dumps it off inside. Teach grabs the ball and has it knocked out of her hands, but a foul is going to be called. Teach had it just to the right side of the basket there, and she's immediately fouled into play. There's a try to deflect the ball out of her hands. The foul is going to go on Van Kirk. That's going to be her second. The two fouls on Van Kirk. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Ackerman will inbound the ball from Morningside. Comes out here to Braun for three. Shot is up there short. No good. Hastings with a rebound. Chelsea Morton gets it away now to Abby Jackson. Jackson runs her back the other way. Abby stops here at the top of the key. Jackson backs up, puts it on the floor, and dribbles to the far side to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson gets it back to Jackson. Top of the circle. Swings it right side down to Van Kirk. Two-handed pass. Comes back over here to Jackson. Abby penetration. Throws it back out to Samuelson. She's right at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Van Kirk. Drives it to the elbow. Contact made. Foul called. Foul called on Morningside. It's going to go on Bohinski. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Morningside Mustangs here in the second half of play. A non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come way out on top now to Van Kirk. Bounces off of Braun. Throws up a shot from three. No good. Long rebound. Bohinski's got it. Taylor Bohinski running back for Morningside. Puts up a shot. It's up there. No good. Van Kirk hits the deck. Rebound Teets. Her shot is up there and in. Jessica Teets got the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 10 points in the ballgame. 35-32. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Here's Samuelson on the far sideline. Samuelson gets into the hands of Van Kirk again. Van Kirk moves it to the left side on the wing. Her pass is going to be kicked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings playing things in on the far sideline. Bronco basketball for you tonight, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. And here comes a line change in now for Morningside. Five players in, five players out for head coach Jamie Sale. Also coming to the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Michaela Berry. Abby Jackson will come to the bench. 16:47 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 35-32. Broncos will inbound. Here's Van Kirk with the ball around his screen from Chelsea Morton. Van Kirk gets it in the hands now of Berry. He's a transfer from Wayne State. Gets it back out here to Van Kirk. Dribble penetration or pass down the wing is going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Samuelson sliding to the hole, and they threw it too far. Turnover number 8 in the ball game for the Broncos. So now Morningside can tie things up with a 3-point field goal here. 16 and a half minutes to play. Hastings 35, Morningside 32. There's Allison Bachman with the ball. Bachman comes out to Mandy Osborne. Left side down to Schroeder. Her shot from 15 is going to be short, no good. Ball chased down in the corner, but it goes out of balance, and Hastings will play things in. Broncos will play things in backcourt. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Jeldon. Sierra Williamson will check out. Here comes Tika Thompson into the ball game now for Hastings. And Chelsea Morton will check out. So Hastings will now bring the ball up against some pressure back here from a Morningside to get things in to Berry. Her pass is going to be deflected away, and it's going to be intercepted. A turnover on Hastings in backcourt. There's a Morningside attacking the basket. The ball is going to be slapped away, and it's picked up by Berry. So the two teams trade a couple of turnovers there. Berry has got the ball for Hastings. Down to Tika Thompson. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. That's going to be a foul called here. That's going to go on Hastings. That's going to go on Jeldon. A rebounding foul on Rachel Jeldon. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Hastings. And we've got Tana on the floor. 15 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the ball game. We've got a break with a score. Hastings 35 and Morningside 32.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
12:30 KHAS.
Next semifinal game will pit Concordia up against the Briarcliff Chargers. All GPAC Final Four here this year. First time that's happened since 2003, and it's only the second time that's ever happened. The GPAC getting all four teams into the Final Four. Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings, was a junior the last time it happened. He was a junior on the Hastings College basketball team at that point. Hastings went on to win the national championship that year. So it's 35-32 here. The Broncos have the lead over the Mustangs. It was a 29-28 ball game at halftime in favor of the Broncos. Hastings now hitting 15 out of 34 from the field in this ball game. That's 44%. Morningside, 12 out of 39 for 30%. Morningside, 4 out of 12 on three-pointers for 33%. Hastings just 2 out of 13 on threes for 15%. Hastings has knocked down 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Morningside, 4 out of 6. Broncos still out rebounding Morningside, 25-22 here in the ballgame. 35-32 is the score. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Morningside has got the ball on their offensive end. Here's Allison Bachman, kicks it out now to Osborne. Drives it down the right side of the lane, is cut off by Van Kirk. Mandy Osborne gets it out here now to Brandon Ty, who's back into the ballgame. Allison Bachman down to Schroeder. Mandy Osborne for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Bachman goes back up. Shot is up and in. Allison Bachman got the offensive rebound and the putback. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Here's Rachel Jeldon with the ball now for Hastings. It's a 35-34 ball game. Broncos have a 1-point lead. Berry has got the ball. Now to Holly Samuelson. Brings it back to Berry. Open for three, but won't take the shot. Goes to Tika Thompson. Tika penetrating inside. Stops. Bounce pass goes down to Jeldon. Jeldon down to Thompson on the far sideline. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Tika Thompson. She's going to drive the ball to the hole and forgot to put the ball down first. That's 10 turnovers now, and Hastings in the ball game. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ball game for Hastings, and Thompson will check out. 15:05 to play in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 35-34. Kerry Hofstetter and Tika Thompson having a little conference on the far sideline. Here comes Morningside back with the ball. Mandy Osborne has got it. Now to Mallory Moore. Mallory Moore gets it to Osborne, open for three, takes the shot, it's up there around the rim and down. Mandy Osborne hits her second three-pointer of the ball game, and that gives Morningside the lead. 37-35, Mustangs go back out on top of Hastings with 14:39 to play in the ball game. Broncos on the ball. Chelsea Morton gets it out to Michaela Berry. Berry now to Holly Samuelson. Holds it, comes over to Berry, open for three, takes it and misses, no good. Samuelson hit the ball, but right into the hands of Osborne. Mandy Osborne has got it now for Morningside, gets it to Mallory Moore. She comes into the offensive zone, far sideline now. That's Brandon Ty with the ball. Ty comes out here to Mandy Osborne, down to the left side. That's Mallory Moore, free throw line extended. Comes out between the circles. That's Allison Bachman with it now to Osborne. Inside is Schroeder. Shot off of the window, no good. Rebound taken down by Hastings. Rachel Jolin with the ball for the Broncos. Approaches the 10-second line. Gets it out of the hands of Michaela Berry. Broncos are down by a couple of points here, 37-35. Down in the corner, Van Kirk fakes the three, moves to her left, fires up a 17-footer, misses off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Rachel Jolin. Her pass is going to be deflected away. The scramble is on, and a foul is going to be called. Mallory Moore came up with it, and she was checked there by Holly Samuelson, who picks up the personal foul. That's the first foul in Samuelson. Team foul number three on Hastings, and Carey is red hot for some reason. Here on the near sideline, Carey's letting the officials know about her displeasure with the call there. 37-35 is the score. Morningside has got a two-point lead over Hastings. There's Allison Bachman with it at the free throw line. Drives it down. A later shot over Van Kirk. Good. Bachman now with 8 points in the ballgame, and Morningside has now opened up a four-point lead over Hastings. 39-35 with 13 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Now the Broncos having problems with the ball in backcourt, and Chelsea Morton is tied up on the play. Morton is tied up by Brandon Ty, and now Hastings wants to burn a timeout here. The Broncos turn the ball over for the 11th time, or do they want a timeout? Nope. We'll keep it right here. Hastings will play things in. Inbounds pass is deflected out of bounds. Maybe they need a timeout here. Chelsea Morton will inbound the ball again. They're on the far sideline. Hastings down by 4 points at 39-35. Morton will play things in. That's Michaela Berry with the ball. Morningside is back to their man-to-man defense, it looks like. There's a long pass inside to Jolin. She tries to shuffle it down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it down there to Chelsea Morton. The ball was picked off there by Allison Bachman. Bachman gets it back, wheels in the lane, and she draws contact, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Jolin. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Broncos. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game for Hastings. Jolin will check out. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Morningside inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Mallory Moore will look to trigger things in. Looking, comes way out on top. Osborne grabs the ball here for Morningside. Osborne comes over here to a Mallory Moore, left of the circle. Comes across the top. Osborne has got it, lobs it inside to Schroeder, and she's going to be called for the traveling violation. Michaela Berry came over to help out, and a traveling violation is called on Ashley Schroeder. Turnover number seven on Morningside here in the ballgame. End of the contest now for Morningside is going to be Jessica Teets. Ashley Schroeder will check out. 39-35. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings. Broncos on the ball. There's Abigail Niebrugge into the ball game now for Hastings. Moves it out on the baseline on the right side. She's double teamed. Comes out here to Michaela Berry. Berry behind the screen from Williamson. Moves to her right. Reverses the ball. Gets it out here to Van Kirk. Now back to Berry. Entry pass to Williamson at the free throw line to Van Kirk. And the baseline shot is up there. It's good. Jamie Van Kirk scores off of the short left baseline. She's got 20 in the ball game. 39-37. Hastings now back to within 2 points. 12-19 to play in the ball game. Far sideline. Brandon Ty has got the ball. Top of the key to Bachman. Moves to her left on a dribble. Reverses the ball and gets it to Mallory Moore. Mallory Moore to Osborne. Lobs the ball inside to Teets. Her shot is up there and in. Jessica Teets scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game. And Morningside's got a 4-point lead over Hastings. It's 41-37. Here comes the Broncos back the other way. Michaela Berry drives it, puts it up there left-handed, and it spins out of there, no good. Rebound Berry, follow shot, no good. Rebound Teets. Jessica Teets has got the ball for Morningside down the near sideline out of Brandon Ty. Brandon Ty holds up with it now. She had the numbers but passed it up. Jessica Teets has got it now. Allison Bachman to the far side on the dribble. Bachman sends it down to Mandy Osborne. Back inside, a shot is up there by Bachman. It's going to be no good. The ball ripped out of there, and a jump ball is called. Now we got a foul called. Sierra Williamson was tied up in the play there by Jessica Teets, and Teets picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Hastings will have the ball, but we got a timeout here. 11 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the national semifinals in Sioux City. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 41, Hastings 37.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
America, last year, we did not get your billion back. We got your billions back. So many billions, we started thinking, this isn't tax season. This is refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block. Guaranteed. Get your billions back, America.
Based on maximum refund guarantee, not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena tonight for the NAIA Division II National Semifinals. Hastings and Morningside scoring off for the third time this season. Morningside out on top by a score of 41-37. Bronco basketball all season long brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Grounded team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. Hastings 16 out of 39 from the field, 41%. Morningside 16 out of 46 for 34%. Morningside's got the lead. There's a pass by Jackson. It's been deflected and is brought down here by Morningside. A shot for three. Good. Madison Braun hits her second three-pointer. Hastings turns the ball over in backcourt, and Morningside converts on a three-pointer. Now the Mustangs have their biggest lead of the ball game, 44-37, with 11-11 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Jackson from the corner. Shot by three-pointer is going to be far short. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Morningside ball. Now the Broncos got to be careful here because Morningside, once they get on a roll, they can rattle off some points in a hurry. They're up by 7 points right now at 44-37. We just went by the 11-minute mark here in the basketball game. There's Taylor Bohinski with the ball. Hastings needs to stop on defense. Madison Braun has got out on the high right side. There's Lexi Ackerman out here in three-point territory. Sends it to Braun on the far sideline. Braun down to a Taylor Bohinski. Comes across the top to Wallenberg. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. There's Madison Braun, traveling violation. Braun took off toward the goal there, and she's whistled for the extra steps. Eight turnovers on Morningside here in the ball game. Hastings will play things in backcourt. 10 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Morningside with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Abby Jackson, right-handed dribble about waist high, brings it across the 10-second line. Jackson circles around, moves it to the elbow on the left side of the lane. Down to Sierra Williamson, over to Michaela Berry, down in the corner to Jackson, back out to Berry. Berry looks, goes to Williamson at the free throw line, throws it to the far sideline to Van Kirk for three. That shot's off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman down the near sideline, goes to the far side to Madison Braun. She drives it, cross-court pass here to Bohinski. Back out on top to Ackerman, drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Van Kirk. Long pass down to floor. Holly Hill grabs it. Her shot's going to be blocked from behind. Out of bounds. Holly Hill was taking the ball down there, and it's actually going to be a foul call down there. Hill will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Braun. Looked like a pretty decent block from this angle, but the officials obviously had the angle down there. And Holly Hild will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. Hild has scored only 1 point so far in the national tournament. That was the opening round game over Rio Grande when she picked up a point. Misses a free throw here. Holly is now 1 out of 5 on free throws as she misses a free throw there. Holly will have one more. 44-37. Morningside's got the lead over Hastings. Next shot is up there. That one's off of the right side. No good. So she misses a pair of free throws. And a rebound comes down to Wallenberg for Morningside. There's Alexi Ackerman with the ball. Alexi Ackerman moves it on the inside the free throw circle to Bohinski. Down to a Jessica Teets. Works it out in the lane. Her shot over Williamson is up and in. Jessica Teets is the girl that's playing additional minutes for Ashlyn Maul, who is not playing here in the national tournament. She's had a good couple of ball games here. Back at the other end is going to be Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Jackson, her shot is up and in. Abby Jackson scores for Hastings. But we're under 10 minutes to go now. 9:24 remaining. It's 46-39. Morningside's got the lead. Here's Bohinski. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Taylor Bohinski is fouling the play here. She'll go to the free throw line. Well, the Morningside Mustangs. Personal foul is whistled there on Hastings. It's going to go one. It's going to go on the Broncos, and a shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Bohinski. They put the wrong number up on the scoreboard. It's Michaela Berry picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. They put Alex Edwards' number up there, and she hasn't played here. So it's a foul there on Michaela Berry. Here's the next shot by Bohinski. Is up there, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Morningside. Last touch by, I think it was buried down there in the baseline, so it's going to be Morningside playing things in. The Mustangs now have an 8-point lead over Hastings, 47-39. Lexi Ackerman will inbound the ball, comes out here to a Bohinski. Taylor Bohinski dribbles once, sends over to Mandy Osborne, out here in 3-point territory. Now to Ackerman again. Ackerman looks right, reverses the ball, comes left. Bohinski has got the ball, takes a 3-pointer, sides up there at the end. Taylor Bohinski knocks down a tray, and it's now 50-39. Morningside's got an 11-point lead over Hastings with 8:53 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Abby Jackson as it's deflected out of her hands into the backcourt. Jackson comes back to pick it up, and she does on a baseline. Jackson runs her back down the other way. Michaela Berry has got the ball for Hastings. Broncos are down by 11 points. Hastings with the ball under offensive end. Holly Samuelson, cross-court pass comes to Berry, and we got a foul called. Somebody hit the deck. That was a Bohinski in the lane. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. An offensive foul called on the Broncos. An offensive foul is called there on Hastings. It's going to go on. Let's see. They have Bohinski. No, they have Michaela Berry's number still up on the board. It's going to be a foul on Hastings. Nevertheless, it's going to be a turnover on the Broncos. They're 13th in the ballgame. And Morningside will come back with the basketball with an 11-point lead now at 50-39. There's a Taylor Bohinski with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman looking. Now dribbles to the top of the circle. Gets it to Mandy Osborne. Hastings still into man-to-man. Across the top to Lexi Ackerman. Inside the ball swatted away from Teets. And the ball's picked up here by Hastings. 9 turnovers on Morningside. Picked up there by Holly Hild for Hastings. Gets it in the hands of Holly Samuelson. Now to Berry. This Samuelson, 25 feet away from the basket. To Berry, fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot over Teets. Her shot no good. Rebound Osborne. Osborne had it swatted away, but Mandy picks her back up and throws the ball into the Bronco bench. A turnover there as that one goes deflecting off of the fingertips of Taylor Bohinski. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. 7 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 50, Hastings 39.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
1230 KHAS.
In the last 10 minutes, Morningside has outscored Hastings 20-4. The Broncos had a 35-30 lead with about 18 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the ballgame. We're now down to 8:53. And Morningside's got the lead over Hastings. It's 50-39. Broncos are now hitting only 38% of their field goals in the ballgame. They're 17 out of 44. Morningside is warmed up. They're now 19 out of 50 for 38%. Morningside has hit 7 3-pointers in the ball game. Hastings only hitting 2 out of 17 from beyond the arc in this ball game. That's 11.7%. The Broncos are down by 11 points and now must rely on their defense to get them back into the ball game here. We need some stops on D. Holly Samuelson has got the ball for the Broncos following the timeout. Samuelson at the top of the key swings it right side now. That's Niebrugge. Your shot is up there. It's an air ball. No good. Rebound Samuelson. Your shot's going to be blocked down by Jessica Teets. And the ball is recovered here by Mandy Osborne. Morningside has got the ball, an 11-point lead. 7.5 to play in the ball game. Lexi Ackerman has got it. Ackerman down to Bohinski in a high right side. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Ackerman. Free throw line extended left side. Drives it against Barry. Spins. Puts it up there. Left-handed and scores. Nice play there by Lexi Ackerman. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points and it's 52-39. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College here in the national semifinals here in Sioux City. Top of the key is Michaela Berry. Moves it over to Samuelson. Hastings not getting the same looks at the basket they got in the first half of play. Here's a Niebrugge on the wing. Abigail, rainbow pass goes down in the corner. There's Samuelson, now to Berry for three. That shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped to the corner, is picked up by Williamson, and she is set on the play. Morningside wants a traveling violation down there, but we're going to have a foul called instead on the Mustangs. That's going to go on Bohinski. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number 4 on Morningside here in the ball game. Here comes Rachel Jeldon back into the contest now for Hastings. Sierra Williamson will check out. Coming in from Morningside, we're going to see Madison Braun. Braun comes in. Taylor Bohinski checks out. Hastings will inbound the ball here with 6:46 to play in the ball game. 52-39. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings. Abigail Niebrugge goes over there to Michaela Berry. A 22-4 run here by the Morningside Mustangs here in the second half of play. Berry for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Now the Broncos can't throw the ball in the ocean. Here's Allison Bachman has got the ball now for Morningside. Comes out here to Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman on the wing. The Mandy Osborne, top of the circle. Osborne holds it. Holds it. There's an entry pass. Get it to Teets. Ball deflected out of her hands, out of bounds. And Morningside will plant things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Dan Kirk back into the ball game now for Hastings. And going out is going to be Michaela Berry. So Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side. Lexi Ackerman looking to trigger things in. Has to come way out between the circles out here near the 10-second line to Mandy Osborne. Osborne holds it. Morningside not going to be in a hurry to throw up any shots here. They're down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Lexi Ackerman, 4-3. Shot is up there. Buries it from the top of the key as the shot clock was expiring. Lexi Ackerman, that was 7 points in the ball game, and Morningside is putting the Broncos away. 55-39 is the score now. A 25-4 run here in the last 12 minutes of the ball game. Here's Hastings back the other end. That's going to be Niebrugge. Comes out here to Van Kirk. Somebody's got to have to hit a shot. Abigail for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out. Van Kirk grabs it. Van Kirk for three. Her shot is up there. She hits that one. Nope, they give her two. Her foot was on the line, so Van Kirk hits a two-pointer for Hastings. That's now a 55-41 ball game. With 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the contest. Osborne down in the corner. Madison Braun for three. Shot is up there. No good. Now for the rebound. Grabbed here by Samuelson. Holly Samuelson has got the ball for Hastings. Running back quickly the other way. Samuelson swings it right side to Niebrugge. Back out here to Samuelson. Samuelson to Abigail Niebrugge. Sends it back out here to Samuelson between the circles. Now to Van Kirk. On the wing on the left side. Entry pass to Jeldon. Puts Teets in the air. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Rachel Jeldon gets the field goal. She got 4 points in the ball game. 55-43. Hastings back within a dozen. Here's Bachman with the ball. Sends it inside. And shot is up and in. Teets. Jessica Teets. She's now got 16 in the ball game. 57-43. Samuelson inside down to Holly Hill. And contact made. Her shot is good. And she is fouled in a play. Holly Hill gets the field goal. And she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The personal foul is whistled there on the Mustangs. That's going to go on Teets. That's going to be her second personal foul. And it's going to be Holly Hill going to the free throw line now for Hastings. So it's 57-45. We got 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the national semifinals. The winner plays tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for the national championship against either Concordia or Briarcliff. Shot from the free throw line is no good by Holly Hill. Battle for the rebound. Taken down by Hastings. That's Rachel Jeldon with a rebound. Out to Abigail Niebrugge. Over to Van Kirk. Her shot for three is up there. Buries it.
Van Kirk hits a three-pointer. She has got 25 points in the ball game, and Hastings back within nine. We've got a timeout. Hastings, 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 57, Hastings 48.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Coming up, we've got our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show immediately following this one here tonight. Broncos are down now by 9 points at 57-48. After Morningside went on a 25-4 run here in the second half to play to grab a 16-point lead at 55-39. So the Broncos have come back, yeah. Just down to a three-possession ball game. Still plenty of time left. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. The winner plays tomorrow night for the national championship against either Concordia or Briarcliff. That game is coming up next year at the Tyson Event Center. National championship ball game tomorrow night at 7. The Hastings can pull a rabbit out of the hat here. We'll have the contest for you on 1230 KHIS. Hastings applying pressure in backcourt. Wallenberg gets away. A pass deflected. It is loose and is picked up by Samuelson. A turnover on Morningside. There's a 12th of the ball game. Hastings down by 9. They've got the ball. Here's Niebrugge down to Holly Samuelson. Holly Samuelson goes over to Holly Hill. Down to Samuelson. Samuelson, two-handed pass down in the corner. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Wallenberg took a hit over there. And the ball goes out of bounds into the Bronco bench. It's going to be Hastings' ball. They'll play things in. This is kind of a different type of rotation here on the floor right now for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Trying to look for an offensive spark here. Jamie Van Kirk has got it on the wing in the left side. Two-handed pass down the hill. Bounce pass comes inside to Jeldon. Jeldon bounces off of the defender out to Abigail for three. Her shot's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon has got it. Now to Niebrugge again. Takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane, penetrates inside, puts up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up and in. Holly Samuelson gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 7 points. Hastings within seven now at 57-50. 3.5 minutes to play. Here's a Morningside back to the ball. A three-pointer put up there in. Taylor Bohinski. Taylor Bohinski now with 12 points in the ballgame. A big three-pointer right there. Gives Morningside a 60-50 lead now over the Broncos with 3:17 to go. Holly Samuelson has got it on the wing. Samuelson comes out to a Niebrugge. Down in the corner now. That's Holly Hill with the ball. She holds it out to Abigail. Back down in the corner. Holly Hill drives the baseline against Osborne. It's cut off there. She's double teamed. Rachel Jeldon out to Samuelson for three. It's good. Holly Samuelson nails a three-pointer for Hastings and a timeout, Broncos. Hastings back to within 7 points now. Timeout is called here with 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score, Morningside 60, Hastings 53.
The history of Mary Lanning is pretty profound.
The Lannings, who lived right down just a block over, were a fairly wealthy couple here in town, and they had one daughter. Her name was Mary.
She was away at college, and when she came home for Christmas, she got sick. They were unable to cure her.
She was the only daughter, so Mr. and Mrs. Lanning wanted to do something to memorialize her.
And because she had wanted to be a social worker, her parents chose to develop the hospital and the school of nursing.
But they also wanted to be sure that that didn't happen for any other people in the community.
I would hope that we all remember that young lady who was wanting to do good for the world and never had the chance.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Iron Plant is back in. Morningside's got the ball. There's a pass. Going to be deflected away. Niebrugge had it. Then she lost it. It's picked up by Teets. Her shot in the lane is no good. And a foul call on the rebound as Van Kirk goes tumbling down underneath the basket. And a foul here is going to go on Morningside. Personal foul on Morningside. Jessica Teets picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So the Broncos will get the ball back here. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the game. Hastings is trailing Morningside by 7. It is 60-53. Morningside had a 16-point lead at 55-39, but the Broncos are storming back here. They're down by 7 points. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt against the Morningside pressure. They get it to a Rachel Jeldon in the center of the floor. Picked up by Teets. Now to Holly Hild. Holly Hild will bring things up across the 10-second line for Hastings. Broncos have it down. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. They need a good shot here. Niebrugge. Now to Holly Hild. Holly here at the top of the key to Van Kirk. Jamie behind the screen. Throws up a three. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Teets for Morningside. Jessica Teets hands them all the way to Lexi Ackerman. 2:08 to play in the ballgame. Morningside is leading Hastings by a score of 60-53. Taylor Bohinski with the ball on the right sideline. Right in front of the Morningside bench. Out to Mandy Osborne. Now to Madison Braun. Far sideline again into a Bohinski. Morningside not going to be in any hurry. Now Bohinski falls down with the ball right side of the lane, and a timeout's going to be called by Jamie Sale. Bohinski was moving the ball into the basket there, spun right at the elbow, and just lost her footing. She went down, and Jamie Sale pops up off of the Morningside bench, the head coach for the Mustangs, and calls a quick timeout to save the possession. 1:51 to play here in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 60, Hastings 53.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Morningside calls the timeout, and now the Mustangs will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. Morningside looking as they come way out on top to Mandy Osborne, picked up there by Van Kirk of Hastings. The Broncos in a man-to-man defense. Driving the ball toward the hole, Zackerman, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Osborne, his shot no good. Battle for the rebound, still loose, and finally a whistle is called. Foul here is going to go on Hastings on Jeldon, I think. Yep, Rachel Jeldon picks up her third personal foul. They were battling for the ball in the lane there, and somehow they picked out Rachel Jeldon out of that mess and calls the personal foul. Mandy Osborne will go to the free throw line now for Morningside. The Mustangs have a 7-point lead over Hastings. The score is 60-53 with a 1:40 left on the clock. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Osborne. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Michaela Berry running back the other way for the Broncos. Michaela Berry, there's a feed over to Van Kirk behind the screen. Van Kirk doesn't use it. She drives the ball in the basket. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Hastings sent a screen out there. Van Kirk didn't use it. She drove it right to the hole, and she's fouling the play. And now Jamie Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. Van Kirk has got 25 points in the basketball game here tonight. Ackerman picks up the personal foul for Morningside. That's going to be her second. Van Kirk will get two. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Rachel Van Kirk now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in tonight's ball game. 11 out of 15 for the national tournament so far. Van Kirk got 26. Into the ball game for the Broncos will be Holly Hill. She returns. Going out will be Michaela Berry. 60-54. Hastings down by 6 with 1:26 to play. Van Kirk's next shot good. So Hastings still breathing here. 60-55. 1:26 to play. Now the Broncos applying pressure here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Lexi Ackerman down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Into the offensive zone for Morningside to Madison Braun. Right in front of the Mustangs bench. Now to Mandy Osborne. Out to Taylor Bohinski behind his screen. Bohinski drives it to the goal. And shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Teets goes back up. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Rachel Jeldon is... Oh, traveling violation on Jeldon. Unbelievable. Jeldon gets the defensive rebound there, and a traveling violation is called on Jeldon, and Kerry is hot. A traveling violation on Rachel Jeldon coming out of there with a ball, and a timeout's going to be called. Timeout is called. Hastings had a chance right there with a minute and 2 seconds left on the clock, trailing by 5 points. We got another timeout, 1:02 left here in the fourth quarter, or the second half. It's Morningside with a lead over Hastings. It's the Mustang 60, Hastings 55.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here with a minute and 2 seconds to play in regulation. Morningside 60, Hastings 55. NAIA Division II National Semifinals here tonight at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Morningside will inbound the ball. Mandy Osborne has got it out here in three-point territory. Osborne flips it away now. Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman dribbling with it out here in beyond the arc. They send to the far sideline out of Taylor Bohinski, now to Ackerman again, and he's going to be fouling the play by Holly Hild. Holly picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 now on Hastings, so this is going to send Morningside to the free throw line. This is Lexi Ackerman going to the line. She is 2-for-4 so far tonight, 73% for the season at 55 out of 75. And her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. 61-55. 50.4 seconds to play here in regulation. Abigail Niebrugge comes back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Niebrugge, after scoring 11 points in the quarterfinals the other night, she has not scored so far in this basketball game tonight. Here comes Ackerman's next free throw. It's up there, and the shot is good. So Lexi Ackerman hits a pair of free throws. That gives Morningside a 62-55 advantage. Here comes Niebrugge back the other way for Hastings. Abigail comes out here to Michaela Berry. 43 seconds to play. And now we got a foul called out here in the three-point territory. That's going to go on Taylor Bohinski. Taylor looks like she got hit in the eyeball there, but she gets a personal foul charged on her. And it's going to be Berry going to the free throw line. That's what Jamie Sale is questioning there. He's the officials meeting here in by the top of the arc, and that's going to be the case. It's going to be a foul on Taylor Bohinski. That's going to send Michaela Berry to the free throw line. She has not scored so far tonight, but she is 9 out of 11 from the free throw here during the national tournament. Shot is up there and a shot good. Michaela Berry will get one more. 62-56. Hastings College down by 6 points with 41.6 seconds to play in regulation. Michaela Berry will have one more shot. It's up there and the shot is good. So she buries a couple of free throws. Now it's a 62-57 ball game with 41 seconds to play, and Kerry calls a timeout. The Broncos call a timeout. We'll take a break. Morningside 62, Hastings 57.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 62-57, Morningside with a five-point lead with 41.6 seconds to play. The Broncos attacking in backcourt. They played things in. Ackerman's got the ball, and she's fouling the play. Michaela Berry picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her third. So that's going to send Morningside to the free throw line. We got a bank on the Mustangs missing some free throws. Morningside during the national tournament coming to this ball game here tonight. They were 60 out of 81 for 74% here during the national tournament. They're 69% for the season. Going to the free throw line is going to be Ackerman. She's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. Good. She's now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. She has got 10 points in the ball game. It's now 63-57. Morningside with a lead over Hastings. Lexi Ackerman will have one more. Shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound Hastings. Gelman has got the ball for the Broncos to the near sideline. Out of Michaela Berry. Berry hesitates, drives it to the goal, draws contact, shot good, and she's fouled in the play. Let's see. It's going to be a blocking foul on Morningside. And it's going to be Michaela Berry going to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Berry takes it to the hole and scores, and she is fouled in the play with 31.6 seconds to play here in this one. And Berry will go to the stripe as she is fouled in the play here by Jessica Teets of Morningside. That's going to be her fourth. So the score is now 63-59. Hastings down by 4 points. This would make it a one-possession ball game. Berry at the free throw line, 2 of 2 so far tonight. Shot good. 3-point play. Michaela Berry. 63-60 is the score now. 31 seconds to play in the contest. And a 3-point play by Michaela Berry. Hastings now attacking in backcourt. Madison Brown will inbound the ball. Now we got contact made here. And a foul is going to be called before we even get things inbounded. It's going to go on Hastings, Holly Hill. She picks up her third. And now Morningside will walk to the other end and shoot some free throws. And it's Ackerman again going to the free throw line for Morningside. 63-60, 31 seconds to play here in regulation. Lexi Ackerman, 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Broncos now have 10 fouls in this half, and Ackerman misses the free throw. So any foul for Hastings the rest of the way, Morningside will go to the line for 2. Morningside's got 9 team fouls here in the second half. So the next one on them, Hastings will also get a double bonus situation. Ackerman back to the free throw line, toes the mark. Shot is up there, shot good. Morningside now leading by 4 points. And now Jamie Sale wants to call a timeout for the Mustangs. A timeout with 31.6 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. Morningside 64, Hastings 60.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. 31.6 seconds to play here in this basketball game. 64-60 is the score. Morningside has got a 4-point lead. Hastings will inbound the ball. They get it to Michaela Berry down the near sideline. Berry brings it back to the center of the floor into the offensive zone. Berry bounces off of the defender. The ball is knocked loose. Berry picks it up. Not a knee broogie from the corner. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Hastings. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Bachman. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Niebrugge. Abigail with the ball now with 10 seconds to play. Niebrugge across the 10-second line. Comes out here to Berry for 3. Shot is up there. She hits it with 3.8 seconds to play. Timeout. Michaela Berry hits a 3-pointer. Timeout. Hastings with 3.8 seconds to play. We got ourselves a 1-point ball game. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 64, Hastings 63.
America, last year we did not get your billion back. We got your billions back. So many billions, we started thinking, this isn't tax season. This is refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block. Guaranteed. Get your billions back, America.
based on maximum refund guarantee. Not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3.8 seconds to play here in regulation. 64-63 is the score. Morningside's got a one-point lead. The Mustangs will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Michaela Berry gives Hastings some life here. She hits a big three-pointer to pull the Broncos within 1 point at 64-63. Berry has not had a great night shooting the ball tonight. She's now got 8 points in the ball game after her three previous games here in the national tournament, 10, 17, and 15. Now the Broncos need the ball. Inbounding it will be Lexi Ackerman as the place goes crazy here. Ackerman will inbound the ball from Morningside with 3.8 seconds to play. Ackerman looks. They play things in. Bohinski, and she's fouled in the play. Now with 2.9 seconds to play. So Bohinski is fouled in the play. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Bohinski is a 73% foul shooter on the season. She's 112 for 153. She is 1 for 2 so far tonight. So 64-63. Bohinski to the free throw line for Morningside. She has got 12 points so far in this basketball game. She will have two shots here. Hastings is down by one at 64-63 with 2.9 seconds remaining. Bohinski's shot is up there. No good! Bohinski misses the first one. So now Bohinski will have one more free throw with the Mustangs up by 1 point. With 2.9 seconds remaining, Bohinski's next free throw is up there. That one is good. 2-point lead for Morningside. Hastings will inbound the ball. Long pass down the left sideline. Samuelson has it in her hands and loses the ball out of bounds. That was going to be open. Samuelson loses the ball out of bounds down the left sideline with 1.1 seconds to play. And now Morningside will inbound the ball right in front of the Bronco bench. And they get a foul immediately called here on Michaela Berry with 0.8 seconds to play. So a foul is going to be called on Michaela Berry. Now the other official coming in here. What do we have here? We're going to have a foul called. That's going to be the case. Now I'm trying to figure out who to send to the free throw line. Michaela Berry picks up the foul. That's going to be your fourth. So a long inbounds pass came from Jeldon down the far sideline. It was off of the fingertips of Samuelson out of bounds, and that would have been open. Samuelson got away from her defenders. They're losing the ball out of bounds. Now going to the free throw line will be Taylor Bohinski, 65-63. Morningside with a two-point lead. A shot by Bohinski is up there. No good. Bohinski misses. Here comes Tika Thompson into the ball game. Now going out is going to be Jeldon. So 1.1 seconds to play. Hastings down by two, 65-63. Bohinski will go to the free throw line for one more shot here. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and goes down through the hole. She hits it. Now Tika Thompson, a long pass down the floor. It's overthrown into the Bronco bench. And now it's going to be Morningside basketball with 1.1 seconds to play underneath their own basket. So Hastings, a long baseball pass down the floor. That one was thrown into the Bronco bench. A turnover. Back-to-back turnovers for Hastings in the final seconds of this ball game. Lexi Ackerman will inbound the ball. They get it here to Teets. Wheels in the lane. Ball game over. The Morningside Mustangs beat Hastings for the third time this season. 66-63, using a big 25-4 run in the second half of play. They come back from a 5-point deficit. They grabbed a 55-39 lead at that point. They never trailed again. Hastings had a gallant effort all the way to the end. However, back-to-back turnovers in their final two possessions, and Morningside beats Hastings tonight by a score of 66-63. Back with a recap right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Yeah, traffic again.
You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
So Morningside comes back and beats the Hastings College women's basketball team tonight here in the national semifinals. The final tally is 66-63, so the Broncos season is over. They finish at 25 wins and 9 losses on the year. 3 of those losses to Morningside, including this one here tonight that's going to sting for a while. Hastings College had it going all their way. Got into the second half of play. Had a 35-30 lead with 18 minutes and 9 seconds to play in this ball game before Morningside goes on a 25-4 run. Morningside had a 55-39 lead with about 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings came back. Got it within 7 points a couple of times at 57-50 and at 60-53. Had it down to 5 points in the final 2 minutes of the ball game at 60-55 and at 62-57. Got within 3 points at 63-60. Michaela Berry hitting a big 3-pointer for Hastings with 3.8 seconds to play to come out to a 64-63 advantage from Morningside. But the Broncos turned the ball over a couple of times late in the final seconds of the ball game after they sent Morningside to the free throw line a couple of times. Ackerman and Bohinski both missing some free throws, but Hastings unable to take advantage of that. And the Morningside Mustangs beat Hastings tonight by a score of 66-63. Hastings now receiving their medals here. As they will bow out of the tournament. Morningside will move on. They'll play in the national championship again tomorrow against either Concordia or Briarcliff. That ball game is coming up next. We'll get you the scoring here in the ball game for Hastings. They were led tonight by Jamie Van Kirk, as she scores 27 points in the basketball game tonight. Van Kirk, she nails a couple of three-pointers. She was 2 out of 8 from three-point territory, 11 out of 21 from the field. She finishes with 27 points for Hastings. The other scores for the Broncos: Hastings didn't have the offense to really stay with Morningside here tonight. Holly Samuelson ends up with 10 points. So Hastings had only 2 players in double figures tonight. Michaela Berry had 8. Chelsea Morton had 2. Abby Jackson had 4. Holly Hild had 2 points. Rachel Jeldon had 4. And Sierra Williamson had 4 points for Hastings. Meanwhile, for Morningside, they got 16 in the ball game tonight from Jessica Teach. She had 8 field goals and scored to 16 points. Taylor Bohinski had 14. Lexi Ackerman had 11. The other scores for Morningside: Allison Bachman had 8 points. Bandy Osborne had 6. Madison Braun had 6 points. And Jordan Wallenberg had 5. Morningside wins it here tonight, 66-63 over Hastings College. Morningside is now 36-1. On the season. Final shooting numbers are entering the ball game. Hastings College hitting 25 out of 61 from the field tonight for 40.9%. Morningside was 23 out of 61 for 37.7%. Morningside hit 9 out of 19 from three-point territory for 47%. Hastings just 5 out of 26 for 19%. The rebounds, the Broncos had 44, Morningside had 36. Hastings had 15 offensive rebounds and 29 on defense. Morningside had 13 offensive rebounds and 23 on defense. Broncos turned the ball over 20 times here in the ballgame, 13 for Morningside. One block shot for Hastings, two block shots for Morningside. So again, the Broncos bow out. They lose here in the semifinals to the Morningside Mustangs, losing for the third time here this season. A final score of 66-63. Stick around. We'll get the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online, www.hastingstribune.com.
So Morningside ends the season here for Hastings College, 66-63 here in the national semifinals tonight. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Jamie Van Kirk leads the way for the Broncos. 27 points in the basketball game here tonight. Holly Samuelson also in double figures. She had 10 points. She had a couple of three-pointers at crucial times there for Hastings. Also, Michaela Berry, not one of her finer nights shooting the basketball, but hit a big three-pointer late in the ball game to pull Hastings within 1 point at 64-63. And leading the charges on the boards tonight was Rachel Jeldon. She scores 4 points in the ball game and also had 9 rebounds. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our player right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College in a losing effort will be Jamie Van Kirk. She ends up with 27 points in the ball game. Van Kirk was 11 out of 21 from the field tonight. She was 2 out of 8 on three-pointers, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also pulled down 3 rebounds, had 1 assist, and scores the 27 points. Jamie Van Kirk, our player of the game tonight, as Morningside beats Hastings by the score of 66-63. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coaches' post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Good morning, side knocks off Hastings College tonight. Final score is 66-63. And as has been the case in past championships, and we get here in the national semifinals, the NAIA representatives really take control of things following the basketball game, and I assume the coaches have been wheeled all off to the interview room that they have set up here at the Tyson Event Center. So this might be a hit-and-miss deal if we can grab Kerry Hofstetter following the loss here tonight to end the season for the Broncos. So Hastings will end the year with a mark of 25 wins and 9 losses on the season. They've got a couple of seniors on this basketball team that played their final ball game here tonight, including Holly Samuelson. Also, Jamie Van Kirk. Of course, we had her for 2 years after she transferred in from North Dakota State. She is now done. Also, Sierra Williamson, but everybody else is back. Her head coach, Kerry Hofstetter, next season, and what should be another exciting season for Bronco basketball. Just a couple of seniors departing after this one here tonight, losing to Morningside for the third time this season at 66-63. Leading rebounders tonight, by the way, we'll pass these along. Jessica Teets had 9 rebounds for Morningside. Mandy Osborne also had 9 rebounds. And a leading rebounder for Hastings College here in the ball game was Holly Samuelson. She had 8. And Rachel Jeldon had 9 rebounds in the ball game here tonight. So Hastings College losing this one to Morningside by the score of 66-63. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
America! Last year, we did not get your billion back. We got your billions back. So many billions, we started thinking, this isn't tax season. This is refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block. Guaranteed. Get your billions back, America.
Based on maximum refund guarantee, not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
So Morningside will play the NAIA Division II National Championship tomorrow night against either Briarcliff or Concordia. That ball game is coming up next year at the Tyson Event Center. Those two teams will square off, and the winner will play Morningside tomorrow. The Mustangs will be looking for another national championship. They've won 3 already in 2009, 2005, and in 2004. They played here in the semifinals in 2013, 2011, and 2008. Now they're trying to snag another national championship tomorrow night against either Briarcliff or Concordia, with that game coming up here shortly at the Tyson Event Center. So the Broncos had it going their way, but went on a second half where we could not throw the ball in the ocean. During about a 10-minute stretch, Morningside outscored the Broncos 25-4 during that run. They got onto a 55-39 lead. Hastings cut the lead down to 64-63 with 3.8 seconds to play, but turned the ball over a couple of times after missed Morningside free throws. And the Broncos dropped this one here tonight by the final score of 66-63. So that's going to wrap up our Bronco basketball coverage for the 2014-2015 season. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.